Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy, is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021.
Hello, everybody. This is Susan, and we're doing something a little bit different. Usually, I'm the one driving, and Julie's the one recording. This time, Julie's driving, and I'm recording, so let's hope that my technical skills are up to par.
And so, it's funny because I say, oftentimes maybe we should put a disclaimer. Don't operate machinery while you're listening to our podcast. And here I am operating quote-unquote machinery while we're doing the podcast. So this will be an interesting, how spacious can I get?
Right.
This is a great challenge.
So we were talking before we hit the play button about conversations and the conversations and what we enjoy about our own conversations. It's a little bit of going after our own stuff, but we had some observations, as we all do in life, and we started thinking about the conversations that we could have,
right?
That things that occur, and can you believe, and I'm really angry about, and that's what a lot of people out there, that's what I think a lot of reality TV is based on, is the drama, and I know I have that same thing. And we all have that. We can all relate. If someone's going to complain about somebody that's doing something to them, work, home, wherever, there's not going to be a person who will say, oh, I don't have that. Everybody can relate. But the conversations that I enjoy, that I try really hard to work to have with Julie, is not any of that. It's not any of that. It's like, okay, let's talk about ideas. Let's talk about things that are a little bit different that, make you think outside of the box, because I love that.
I do too. And it's energy and concepts and ideas and vibrations and stuff like that. And it's funny because this is awesome, a train's going by. We're stopped waiting for the train going by, but don't be deceived. We're all still moving.
Yeah.
And, the funny thing about conversations is, most often we condition ourselves. We get into a habit of expressing ourselves as the victim. And that is so disempowering. And we're forced into those situations where we're expressing ourselves as the victim, because once we go into duality, and we've talked a lot about victim and blah, blah, blah. And yet it's interesting, if you just observe it from the conversation standpoint, what kind of conversations are you having? And if someone is pulling you into, this is what he said, this is what she said, this is my viewpoint, this is why I'm right, don't you think? Where do you go from there? Because you're shoved into this vibration of, do you agree with me or disagree?
I've been in situations where I've been asked directly that by somebody that was, I don't know how to say it, because I'm trying to keep this very generic, but somebody who's no longer in my life, but would really, it was already a strained relationship. And then someone says something and you're like, oh my God, how do I answer this without creating but I have to say that in those instances for myself, I would say, just go. Mm-hmm. I would say that I could say that almost 100% of the time, no, I wouldn't agree with them.
Right.
I do not agree. You go. I don't agree.
Right.
And so it's funny because, when people do that, I would, it's never yes.
Ooh, you're
Jesus.
Good. You're good. That was weird.
You're good.
I wasn't even, that's fine. Yeah, no, I know. I'm fine. And, the funny thing is sometimes I've been in conversations with people that, there's dead air. And then it's like, hello? And you're just saying something. And you're not looking for an agreement or disagreement. And then it's like, well, I don't, that's not, let me just explain how I see it. And it's like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But it's like, you can't move further out of the conversation. And sometimes you can go through that and you can get to a better conversation about the energy, but then you pooped.
you know, that's a huge sign of it as well. You get to a point where you're like, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so I think when I have a conversation with someone, I kind of like to have, this is going to sound funny, but is that I kind of like to have like a goal, like we're trying to achieve something, like we're trying to, like when I have a conversation with you, my goal isn't, it's sometimes my goal can be to make sure I'm really clear about what I'm the point I'm trying to get across,
right.
Or an idea. It's right. A point kind of assumes that you have to agree, and it's, for me, it's an idea, because sometimes the ideas are a little bit, you know, they're not like, you know, like so-and-so says this, or
right.
Well, you can, it's, they're ideas that I like to think you've never really thought about before. Mm. So you're really trying to express something that's never been said before.
Right.
And if someone says something, you're trying to understand. So when I say a goal, it's never a, I won the argument, or
right.
I won the idea. It's, I got my point across. And again, I'm going to change the word from point. I got my idea across.
Right.
It's an idea. Right. What do you do with ideas? You build upon them.
Right.
And I think that to me is an interesting conversation. That's something fun,
right,
to talk about, as opposed to, don't you agree with me? Like, I almost would make a blanket statement that anyone that ever says that to me, my answer is always no. It is always unequivocally, no, I don't agree with that. That's a limited, dead-end solution, answer, or thought. So,
and you know, it's funny, when somebody says that to you, it causes tension right away. Because you have to stop and you have to think, oh, wait a minute. I mean, and then, you know, of course, I'm going to say this, you go right into duality.
Well, you don't go into, do I agree or not? The answer becomes, your answer then becomes, how do I get out of this unscathed?
Right.
At least for me, it's like, how do I answer this in a way that is not going to either, one, create further conversation?
Right.
How do I nip it at the end where someone's like, I don't know how to respond?
Right.
Or how do I just not answer the question?
Right.
I never, in those situations, I've never been like, do I agree or disagree? Because, and there was a quote I just read, someone quoted someone saying that, you know, if I make a decision and it's an end result, then that's not where I want to be. It's like something about, if I, you know, I could look it up, but if I say something and it just asks more questions, then that's where I want to be.
Right.
If there's a, this is the end, this is the end, period, dot, finished, I'm not interested.
And yes, and it's funny because I want to throw that in there because I love that. I read that about improv and how the minute you stop the energy is by, you know, agreeing or disagreeing or whatever, and just, you know, that becomes the issue. That becomes the, but with improv, if you're doing a skit of improv, not that I'm out there doing skits, but I love the energy of that being in spontaneity. If you're doing that, and you immediately go, yes, because you're telling yourself, yes, it's not an agreement, but you're moving into another part of the conversation instead of saying no, no puts a stop sign up.
So that's a great point, that the minute you do that, it's almost like it ends. It's almost like the period at the end of a sentence.
Right.
Or the end of a paragraph or the end of a chapter. You're kind of saying, yes, I agree, or no, I agree, you know, I disagree. There's no comment. It's and for a conversation, that's one thing, but if you're working in the energy, you're not looking to bring it to a nice end. You're looking to continue to propel with it, as we use that word.
Right.
You try to continue to propel.
Right.
So why would you ever come to, oh, I agree, you're right, done? I do it often, I'll be honest with you, because it's like, I don't want to have the, yeah, you win. It's because there's nothing left to say.
And sometimes you're left with a stinky aftertaste.
Yes.
Where the other person is like, but no, that's not what I'm about to do. Like, wait a minute. You know, I wasn't looking for an agreement, a disagreement, or anything. Like, don't you think, well, no, I don't even want to go into what I think anymore. I don't
right.
even want to, like, share, go into the energy. And I keep on thinking about the spontaneity, about improv, because you go from one creative burst to another, to another, to another, until you start to play with each other, and you're into this great energy that's spontaneous, full of possibility, full of everything. And you, I mean, think about Robin Williams. He would do it himself. And he would go from, and people would try to follow him, like, where the hell's he going? And they would love, oh, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? And then, you know, of course, the pressure of doing that, who the heck knows? But you're keeping that all the time. Who knows?
I just think that's a much more fun a place to be. But you to appreciate that, you have to let go of the ooh, you got me,
yeah,
like that. Oh. You know, you sort of have to resign yourself to, I'm not going to be triggered, because that is a pattern as well, that excuse me, the minute someone says something and it gets you, then you're like, you know what, that jerk, do you know, can you believe they said, then it becomes a pattern. That kind of gives you that sense of feeling, whatever it is that you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to say people think it's like, oh, that's the feeling of being alive. It's like, oh.
Ugh.
And it is for a lot of people. And I just think that is what's going on out there too, because you keep hitting it. We've been conditioned to feel that way. That's what makes us feel when you get angry.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the first to admit that I used to say I could get things done when I get angry, because my energy would be riled up and like, vroom, I'm going to do something. And I'm like, that's true. And that does work. But there's another way of doing the same thing in a much more powerful, really powerful way. And until you let go of that understanding of, I'm going to make this work because God damn it, that's what I want and that's the way, and I'll fight anyone.
Right.
And that has been what everybody out there is building upon.
Yeah.
We'll just fight.
Yeah.
But you know, and we talk about Gandhi, and you and I have an inside joke, but if putting the joke aside, okay, that if you can sit there and be in that space of, oh, you know what, I can, you know, do whatever, and you could do it like Gandhi went and created a movement without doing the opposite of that, which was so much more powerful. And I enjoy that, because I feel like, wow, that says a whole lot more. But we don't do that. And, you know, of course, then Gandhi's movement got, you know, things, you know, I'm talking about that one specific time frame, because then it wasn't followed afterwards.
Right, because then it's used as a promotional opportunity,
yeah,
and it's propaganda and blah, 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 and it gets tainted. And you know, the funny thing, you know, great thing about what you're saying, too, is that, you know, I said this before, another, I don't know why it's coming out like this, but we're humans being. And we're here together, and we're all connected, and so we're having interactions, and like, we're learning from our interactions. And so, you know, to increase the vibration of your interactions, I mean, yeah, you could dance, you could do yoga, you could do all that stuff, but if you're having a conversation and you want to go into like a cool space, I mean, you're just hopping in the space of the interaction, which is much cooler than stop sign, you know. It's like, where's the director going, cut?
That's a lot of fun, but it's you really have to be a bit particular about who you do that with. And what I would like to suggest, which is something we've talked about in the past, that in the beginning, it might be that you have to have, whether the conversation's with yourself or whether you have a conversation through the podcast, listening to other people, and sometimes that works for us. But eventually, it gets to the point where you have to, you know, if you stay in that space, those other people in the space will show up. It's like we said,
yeah,
you know, we said in the previous podcast, I think we were saying that, you know, the orange juice, we were saying about changing things, you
habits,
know, it's like,
yep,
you're changing from having coffee all the time, you're going to have orange,
yeah,
juice, you know, you start changing and all of a sudden the orange juice shows up.
Yep.
You know, that, and we had said that, you know, changing, you know, you want to stop drinking coffee in the morning. Well, then you have to start looking, and maybe you go through tea, and you go, and then you find orange juice. Well, orange juice shows up.
Right.
And
right.
And so it's sort of like this. If you're going to be a part of this, you have to do the initial, like, okay, I'm changing the habit. And in the beginning, it's kind of awkward. Like, who do I have the conversation with, and how do I have it? Because maybe the people are used to you being
right,
in that space.
Right.
And if you change the conversation, you never know. Someone might be like, oh, who's this showing up? I like
right,
this person.
And so you're really, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to simplify it, but it's opening to possibility. You're really
right,
opening to possibility. And, you know, who's going to tell us? And not that we need somebody to tell us that we've changed.
We're telling them.
Exactly.
We're telling exactly. you.
And by listening to these podcasts, guess what? You've changed.
Exactly.
By us doing these podcasts, we've changed. And this is exciting and this is fun. And embrace the change. And change isn't scary. I mean, all life is change.
Well, actually, what you said, all life is change. And we change all the time. That can't be changed.
Right, right.
So why not direct the change? Why not be proactive and saying, I know I change all the time? Because we do. That's science. That will give you. So we change all the time. So why not say, okay, if I'm going to change all the time, I'm going to, this, I want to be a little bit more, you know, responsible for my change. That's one way you can say it. Or I want to direct
right.
how I change.
Right.
Or baloney. Nobody else is going to change, define how I am.
Right.
I'm going to. So what? However you want to say it for yourself, you know, however you want to say it, however you want to tell yourself, then that's fine.
So in other words, there are no rules for change.
Well,
as you change, the rules change. So quote unquote, if you're used to, you're looking for rules.
Yep, yep. Well, and the biggest misnomer is if you think, well, I like the way, you know, I'm not changing. It's like, no, you are changing. We are all changing. That is, again, unchangeable.
Right, right. And I think that's something huge that's been fed to us, like, oh no, here comes change.
People, I hate change.
I don't like change. Well, guess what? From yesterday to today, you change.
Someone just had
Someone just had
a sign that says, live a good story.
Yeah.
I just saw that.
That's awesome.
Live a good story. Why not?
And to have a good story, there's always change.
Change exists. That's, you can't. It's like trying to say, you know, I don't want tomorrow to come. I want today to last forever. It's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen that way. So you got to embrace it, and then you move from that standpoint. And you know, we just go from there. So I
Woo-hoo!
Guess change with us or not.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon Authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.